Episode 3, Interlude.
Damn it, is there anywhere I could get a moment's...
peace. Hi. Sorry. Who are you? And, why are you in this house?
I'm the caretaker.
Okay. Nice to meet you. There's a storm on? A hurricane? Nick said it was called Hecate. Which is to say, you probably shouldn't be up here. These windows could shatter.
Then why are you up here?
I don't know. Wasn't I just...
Sit down with me. Have a drink.
I probably shouldn't.
Nothing here will hurt you. Unless you want it to.
What's in this drink?
It's delicious. You should try it.
I have painted this shade red like the sun. Oh, that's, wow, that's really warm and clumpy.
You haven't introduced yourself. I'm told that's polite.
Sorry. I'm Claire Castle. I'm the art one. I'm here to paint, or sculpt, or draw, or whatever.
Well, it's good to meet you.
I think the storm's getting worse. Are you sure we're safe here?
As safe as anywhere can be. This place has survived much. It will survive much more.
How long have you been the caretaker?
A long while.
My friends and I, we used to come here for school trips. Back before they packed off to college, anyway. I don't think I ever saw you here, though. When did you start?
There's always a caretaker here. You ran into me, I'm sure.
Yeah, I guess I must have.
I said hello to your friends yesterday, when they moved in. You're the last one I have the pleasure of meeting.
That's not a shock. I'm always the least valued pick on the volleyball team.
Really?
Yeah. I was just yelling at my friends about it. Well, I was mostly yelling at Sophie. And at Riley. That girl's such a bitch. And the thing is, I don't think it's on purpose. But then on the other hand, Sophie's so nice. To the point where you want to take her by the shoulders and shake her. And the worst part of that is that it is on purpose. She tries too hard, and it hurts, you know?
Kindness is exceptionally painful to experience.
Yeah. No kidding. You know, somehow, I'm the only one of us with a driver's license. It's really funny to me. Sure, Sophie can drive a car, but she's living life on the edge, because if a cop pulls her over, she doesn't have shit to show them.
Madeline doesn't think cars serve any practical purpose.
Nick busks too much not to take public transportation, and Riley never bothered to go to the DMV. You'd think that would make me the mature one, right? I feel like that's supposed to be a hallmark of adulthood. And yet, here I am. The baby of the friend group. The only one still in school. I drove Madeline up to Meyer Fall, right? And I tried to talk to her the whole time, but she just stared out the window. She left me idling in the driver's seat at the base of the mountain. Just got out, grabbed her things, and started walking. And I waited, in case she was going to come back. But she didn't come back. And yes, I made sure to put the parking brake on before I left the car in gear. I always have to be the responsible one. They always break things, and I clean up after them. Or I take the blame, or both. And sometimes they acknowledge me. Sometimes they remember to say thank you. Sometimes. Sophie's the only one who even bothers to come back and say hi. We have coffee, like, once a semester at the coffee shop across from our high school. So it feels like nothing's really changed when she comes to visit, and it's nice. We sit and drink coffee and talk, and then she reminds me, like clockwork, that I have her phone number and that I can text her whenever I need. But then, inevitably, her motorcycle breaks down. I offer her a ride, and she refuses, and she stares at the gears for an eon, and then she determines the problem can't be fixed, so I load her motorcycle into the back of my car. Motor oil everywhere. And I drive her out of town, and I drive her all the way back home. That visit should feel like kindness, right? But it's also just Sophie. Twice a year, checking off the box of catching up with little baby Claire. Because that's what she does! That's how she views the people she loves, were all her little check marks, little people-shaped tasks to take care of and complete. It hurts! God! I'm trying so hard! But they don't love me back. They tell themselves they do. But they just forget me. Every time it matters. It would be easier if they were, like, trying to be mean. If they were shutting me out on purpose. But they're not mean people. They're kind people. Even Riley. They're kind people. But somehow, I just don't register to them. I'm the blind spot in their minds, the hole in their stories. And honestly, I'm starting to get scared that the problem isn't them at all. It's me. It's me. Do I even exist? If no one fucking acknowledges me?
Do you want some more to drink?
Oh, yes, please. This stuff tastes really good.
It's delicious.
Sorry to, throw all of that at you. I got a little carried away.
Don't worry.
Oh, I worry all the time. Mostly about myself, if you couldn't tell. I guess I'm more like Riley than I want to admit.
You know what's in the teacup, right? You know.
I want to know.
And here, that means you do know.
What are you?
There's always a better question. What do you want? What do you want to be?
What am I going to be?
It's blood, Claire. It's your blood. But you know that, don't you?
The storm's getting worse. The windows could shatter.
That can't hurt you. Nothing hurts you while you're here.
Am I going to be okay?
You'll be important, Claire. And unforgettable.
To do.